So that's our question we deal with first. Is how do you mechalal between two cases in the Gemara? Seems like the svara for Ner Sheyesh al Shnei Pios, once you have the maskana, that's fine, there's two neros, because of the lights, the flames, the piersums, right? And then how is there room to have a question about the case of the Ka'ara, which is filled with wax? Seems like it's the exact same thing. So how could he be mechalal between two cases? Right, that was our question. That was the first question we left with. That's what we'll take up now. So here's what I was thinking. So I was thinking it's like this. Let's go back to the first case. Forget any svara we had so far, okay? Just take the first case. The case of Ner Sheyesh al Shnei Pios. So before you know anything about piersum and all that stuff, and flame, anything, the Ner itself, you have a funny phenomenon. You have one lantern, which has two holes. It's so constructed... So one chafta shalom is so constructed that it's a double candle, right? That's the nature of this object. Now, before you get to Ner Chanukah, you could have a question about how to define this object. There are two ways to define the object of the Ner itself. You could say that it is one Ner, which is double, right? It's like a 200-watt light bulb or whatever, you know? It's like this one object which is double. Or you could have defined it as really two neros, which happen to be attached. You know what I mean? That's because they are, structurally, it is, there are two distinct holders, two wicks, it's one kli. So you could have defined this thing as really two neros which are attached to one another. Okay? Right? Those are two different ways to define the thing. I mean, they're two valid ways. Like Siamese twins, they're one guy, or they're two guys. I mean, depends on your perspective. So both perspectives, in terms of the Ner, before you get the piersum or anything, both would be valid ways to define this object. It's a single entity which has two components, or it's two entities which are merged, which are united, which is rough. Okay? So the thing is like this, so I wouldn't know, how would I define that? Do I count that as one or as two? So what it's saying is that since this Ner is a Ner which is designed to function for piersum, that's the mitzvah here. Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah, the kiyum is piersum. So therefore, the kiyum of piersum will allow you to choose, to select one of the valid definitions of the thing, and to say, since it functions doubly for piersum, because there are two flames, it's really two neros, which happen to be attached. You know what I mean? In other words, before you get to piersum, there are two, it's vague. You don't know how to define it. So what it's saying is, piersum, the kiyum of the mitzvah, will be a machria, so to speak. It'll be a machria, will decide, it'll be the deciding factor about how to define the thing. The mitzvah is lighting a ner. You have to light two neros, right? Two neros you have to light. How many neros did I light? I'll say, I don't know, it depends. I could say two, I could say one, they could go either way. So it says, so piersum is the deciding factor. Which way are you going to go? Well, this ner has an objective, namely piersum. And insofar as piersum, really there are two flames, and the flame is lit some farsim. So therefore, the piercing will be the deciding factor, and we'll say, how many neros is it? It's two neros. It's not one neros, it's two neros. Okay, you with me so far? But that's not the same thing in the case of the Ka'ara Shemen. Okay, we have a lot of wick. See, that really, it's one Ka'ara. The Ner Sheyesh al Shnei Pios is it's like a pre-designed object, which is one Ner, it's a double Ner, you know what I mean? In the world of Ner, it's a split thing, it has this vagueness to it. But here you're dealing with one Ka'ara. It's one Ka'ara. Okay, it's a dish, it's a bowl. It's a bowl with oil in it, and you're putting wicks in it. So, in Ner, if you'd ask anybody, how many Neros are there here? It's one Ner. It's one Ner. The Ner Sheyesh al Shnei Pios is so structured that it really has two openings. The thing itself, the ner itself is structured in a double fashion, okay, the charas. But here it's really one dish, it's one bowl. It's not many bowls. It's one bowl, one ner, which you happen to artificially put some sort of a thing which splits them up. You know what I mean? But the underlying entity is really one ner. It's one ner. So now you'll ask me, so now is piersum going to now say, you know what, it's not one air, it's five nairs. No, it's not, it's one air. So I'd say that piersum can do. It only counts for one air. Okay? But it's teaching you is no. That not, it's not pshat that, see, According to this way, it's not a new definition of ner. Ner is really the underlying definition of ner. But Pearsum could choose between, when you come to a crossroad within the underlying definition of ner, Pearsum could choose which one. But the maskana is no. It's a new definition of ner. The definition of ner doesn't go by the underlying definition of ner of like a kli or of a utensil, you know, the holder. Rather, since there's a function of Pearsum here, the Pearsum is going to define the entity. How do you define the Nair here? Nair is not defined by the world of Neros, of holders, and Kalim. No, the Pearsum here is the Nair is defined since it's a different object of a Nair. This is a Nair of Pearsum. And since in function there are five Neros, it's five Neros. In the world of Kli, no one would ever say that's five Kalim, five Neros. You're right. This is essentially a different Nair. So that's the first step, is telling me that Pearsum could affect the Nair. But that I could have learned, it only when the definition of Nair is unclear, Pearsum will allow me to resolve it. But the second case is teaching me that the Pearsum will totally overwhelm the other definition. There's nothing, the old definition is nothing. This is an entirely new essence of a Nair Shel Pearsum, and it will be, its identity will be totally determined by the flame and by nothing else. You don't have to all pay any attention to anything else. That's the second Kiddush. You wouldn't know that from the first case. I mean, the question is, why does Gemara bring both cases? Just bring the second case. So I say, it's possible you can say loads of offsuits. That not only this, but even this. That's definitely Gemara all the time. Gemara, Mishnah, they always do that. But it's possible to say it's only machlokas. You could say that Rav Huna only has Ner Sheyesh Shnei Pios. So maybe Rav Huna holds you really only go by the, you need the underlying definition of Ner. And Pearson could just choose between the two. Choose between the two. But in the case of the wicks, maybe you'd say that's not good. That's only for one person. And then Rava's coming along and arguing. You say, no, no, no. Why are you restricting yourself to that case? I'll tell you, even in the case where it's the Karash Amen, that's also going to be, because it's a whole new definition of Ner. So you could say it's really machlokas. Meses probably mislabri. There's two different number one. You know, so you say that's a machlokas. Do you say definitely Pearsum plays a role in the ner, in defining ner? But is it pshat that it could be a machria when the underlying definition of ner is unclear? Pearsum will be a machria, or do you say no? Is that this is actually a different essence? It's an entirely different identity of ner. Nothing to do with the old definition of ner. You know, Rav Huna's the first way, or was the second way? I mean, it's Mustaber that way. I mean, two different guys. It's not just one guy, one Shita is saying one and then saying the other. Or a Mishnah or Rabbi Yonasi bring that. It's two different people. So, I mean, if you could say to Rav Huna, why you bring down this case, bring down Rava's case. Rava's case is a better case. It's more inclusive. Seems to indicate, no, he didn't hold by that case. Yeah, I mean, definitely argue that way. But we hold that, and then we would be good. We hold like the second one, because we bring them both. Rama brings them both. Everyone goes by both. So we hold like the second, like Rava. Mustafa, that's probably better than Lazos. I mean, that's by one sheet, though, but two different people. Okay, interesting. Now back to the other problem. Let's just learn Rashi. Forget, I don't think we have to learn Rashi. So let's learn Rashi. So, commitment there. So, the question is, it says, and if you don't put a Kli on it, so then, like Rashi says, the Ash is going to be Mishaber in the middle, and it's going to make a Kamin Madura. Like a torch. And Rashi says, it's ain't a doma l'ner. So our question was, does it mean kamin madura? Say, it's asa madura. Say, ain't on air. What's saying, asa kamin madura? Ain't a doma l'ner? What does that mean? Sounds like we're talking very, like, loosely here.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, it is. I mean, what is it? What's going on here? What's a madura? Is this a madura? Is it not a madura? Is it an air? Is it not an air? What is a madura? What's the deal here? If I had to ask you, the question is, what is, according from Rashi from the Gemara, if you had to answer the question, point blank, what is this object? Is it a Nair, or is it a Madura, or could you figure out some other option? Okay, that's the question. I think that's the answer. Just look at reading the Lashonos carefully. What is it? Okay, so I agree with David. I think he's right. It's a Nair. Okay, it's a Nair. It's a Nair. But it's, like he says, it's Kamin Madura. It's a ner, which like partakes of maduraness. Okay, it's kamin. It's like, it's a ner which is likened to a madura. Again, we have to explain what this is. But I'm just saying, we don't have a svara yet, but we could make some deductions about the lashon, and that will help us guide us towards the svara. Right. So just in deducing, just the lashon kamin madura. It's not a madura. If it's a madura, say it's a madura. So it's not kamin. It's not a madura. It's kamin madura. So it means it's a ner, but it's like madura, and somehow you could have a ner which could be possible not only because it's a Madura, of course a Madura is possible, but a Ner which is Kamin Madura is also possible for some reason. Okay, and similarly in Rashi, he says, Eino Doma L'Ner, means it's a Ner. Don't just say Eino Ner. Right? No, he means it's a Ner, but it's not similar to a Ner. It doesn't have the characteristics of Ner which are necessary here. Okay, it's not, it doesn't really, it doesn't fit to the, fit the paradigm of a Ner. It's not Doma to Ner. But even though technically if I ask you to this, to define it, I'd say Ner. But it's not Doma to the idea of Ner that you think of in Ner Chanukah. That's not Ner. But what is it? It's a Ner. But it's not Doma on there, and therefore it's possible. And that's what's teaching here, is that this thing is possible. So that's what we have to figure out is, first of all, I'm totally basing it on reading. I don't think there are no svaras at all here. Just totally based on reading. It seems that's what you have to say, as you read it carefully. You know, the grammar, or whatever, you know. But now the question is, so why is it a Ner? And why is it not a Madura? Right, what's the difference definitively between a Ner and a Madura? And it's such that we're saying this is defined as a Ner. Okay? And then, once you say that, then you have to explain, so why is it Kamin Madura, or why does Ner Chanukah lend itself to this psal of Kamin Madura? Well, if it's a Ner, it's a Ner. What's the problem? Right? But in the first step is you have to tell me why is it a Ner? And that's the first step. Why is it a Ner? What is a Ner? What's a Madura? What's the difference between the two? Such that this is really a Ner, not a Madura. Okay? Okay, so it seems to me the difference between Ner and Madura, just on a basic level, is that a Ner is a singular entity. So it's like one wick. One wick which lights a single, and that's why it's concentrated. And so it's a single thing. There are many things burning. It's going to be flickering and stuff, and it's a single thing. But a Madura is where you have, let's say, many, many wicks. You wrap them all together. Many pieces of paper, whatever it is, many objects you wrap together, and they all burn together. And it's going to produce a bigger fire, maybe usually a more wild type of fire, because the different things burning, you know. But the idea that the main difference is an air is a singular thing, and a Madura is where there are many things wrapped together or whatever. But I would say in this case, really, it's an air. See, it's an air because the wicks are separate. You didn't wrap the wicks together. The wicks are really two separate wicks. But it's that the flames which come up, even though they're separate wicks, the flames come up and then they merge above, because the flame, I guess, ends up widening out a little bit over the wick. So therefore, in terms of the flame, in terms of the flames, it has the appearance of a Madura. But the underlying entity is the structure of the wicks. And the wicks, they're really separate. So they're two neros, they're ten neros. But it appears like a Madura. It appears like a Madura. So therefore, right? So what's it teaching you? So therefore, an underlying thing is, so I'd say it's kosher because it's an era, ten neros. What's the problem? But it's saying no. It's possible because it's Kamin Madura. Right, what's the psalm? But so now that the Gemara is saying, and I guess Rava is saying, that this is a new definition of an Ner, when it comes to Pirsum, you don't go by the underlying definition of Ner. But the Ner is defined by the objective, by the Pirsum, right, by the observer. And this, for the observer, is really one, it's a torch. The observer doesn't know that the wicks are separate wicks and that's how you built it. You know, you lit it that way, that's how it is. But in terms of observer, the flames all come together. The Eish is Mishaber, Bem Sisa. The Eish joins together. So therefore, in this world of Ner, it's going to be its Kamin Madura. And it's going to be possible. Because even though, that's why he says, it's Eino Domel in Ner. Means it's Ner, and the underlying definition, it's Ner. But it's not Dome, it doesn't have the appearance. It's not likened to an Ner, because the appearance, the function, so far as the function of Pearson is concerned, it's a Ner which is functioning like a Madura. And since the realm, that's what he's saying, is that Pearson is covey a new identity of Ner, so therefore it's going to be the psul of Madura is going to apply here. The psul of Madura is going to apply to this Ner. That means it's in a domela Ner. Doesn't have the characteristic of Ner which is necessary, which is the main element of Ner when it comes to Ner Hanukkah. I mean, so it follows very naturally from the whole framework here, from Rava's whole idea. So the main chiddush of Rava's statement is, I mean, they're both the two parts of Rava, which really are based upon the same thing. What Rava's telling you is that in Ner Chanukah, it's a different definition of Ner. So therefore, even though an underlying Ner, let's say when there is a Kli on top of it, even though the underlying definition of Ner, it's really one, because it's one thing. But since there's a new idea of Ner, which is based upon Pearson, so therefore it's Me'ol HaKamnei Adam. It's Me'ol HaKamnei Adam. That's the case if you cover it. And the flip side, if you don't cover it, is going to be another consequence. If you don't cover it, even though it's really separate neiros, even though it's separate neiros in terms of the appearance, but once you're going to the appearance, now you can open up the door for the psul of kimin medura. So it's going to be possible. So there are two consequences of this idea of saying that the koveya, that piersim is going to be the koveya of this thing. As he's saying kimin medura, even though in terms of the world of Ner Chanukah, it really is medura. So why does he say it's medura? Because that's what he's telling you. It's kim medura means the object isn't the medura. There is an underlying definite object. It means kim medura means vis-a-vis the world of Ner Chanukah, it's like a medura. But you're right, in terms of Ner Chanukah, it is medura. Luckily, I mean, what's the psul? Psul is medura. There's no psul of kim medura. It's psul of medura. But in Ner Chanukah, it's not. He's saying kim medura because he's showing you that it's not because the underlying object is a medura. It's because that you opened up this framework that the appearance is the koveya, that the thing which is a ner is not really domel a ner, and it's kim medura. I mean, he's pointing you to the idea by saying that. If you were to say medura, you think it means not, it's just a medura. No, it's because of the framework of the Gemara here. So there's something subtle going on here. I mean, that's the way he's saying it. There's no, you know, it's the clearest way to reference the idea.